Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Doing here?
A show that, analytically, exists between 6 and 10 weekday mornings on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, buddy.
Live from the studios that brought you...
Hey, what's going on, man?
Here's Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens.
Back at it on a Friday. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Mac, how about this from Polymarket? Justin, ChatGPT launches Apple Messages interrogation on Mac, allowing it to access.
I don't know,
but it's allowing it to access and analyze users' entire message history and syntax on their behalf.
Oof.
Mel, get me the hell out of here.
ChatGPT gonna have you agreeing to do stuff that you never wanted to do. Yeah, you're meeting people, places yeah, you'd never yeah. go.
You're going to
no.
parties you would have said
yeah,
no to.
Yeah, you absolutely, yeah.
That's actually
on
funny.
Mac.
Yeah.
That is kind of funny. You get just respond. Sure, I'll be there. Son of a gun.
Right after you get married, all this stuff comes out? Of course it does.
Yeah, of course.
No, I kid. It just says Mac is in like the old school.
Mac's awesome.
Do you guys still have a computer in your house?
I do. I haven't used it in a long time though, yeah.
No.
I was gonna say that no. Talk about something that was there and then gone. Because remember like the fad was like having the Was it the Dell computers that had the different colors that were transparent? There was a blue, yellow, that's orange, cool. all those?
No, that was the Macs back in the day. They had the purple and the, the different color. The original iMac was like different colors.
Mm. I do remember that, yeah, because we had an old iMac that was like blue or something.
The and blue it was ones, really cool. Yeah, it was cool looking. They didn't
it was
last
like translucent
that long.
And blue.
Wasn't the Dell tagline like, dude,
dude get you're getting a Dell.
Yeah,
you're getting a Dell. Yeah.
Back when everybody was just chill and stoned and didn't matter. Now everybody's frantic and stoned. but
it's changed.
Yeah, dude, you're getting a Dell.
Dude, you're getting a Dell. Yeah, we have an iMac. I got, 2010 probably. I would say right now probably 2010, and I don't know. I haven't used that.
Is it
probably just use your laptop? More.
Is it even turned on?
I don't think. I don't think so. I mean, I honest to God, I haven't used it in years. is probably, and I mean,
do the girls have laptops? Is that
the school gives them laptops?
Nice. Yeah. Oh, nice. Cell phones.
Yeah, no, the cell phones are banned.
They
you
get
know?
They get laptops that they get home. To like take home.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All Damn. Schools do that. You have to. That's where everything is. I mean, that you don't get books. You know, we got books back in the day.
I had books. Yeah. They had the laptop carts when I was in school. They bring out a cart, you know, for your class.
For your classroom. No, I mean, they're on laptops all the time. So, yeah, the schools, you know, they give them out and you got to give them back, obviously. But I think they all got new ones this year, if I'm not mistaken.
This handle on X, Sour Death Sam, pretty funny. They put great. They got Pat McAfee speaking at my grandma's funeral. Lady in a coffin and Pat McAfee in a microphone. Because he's everywhere, right?
Yeah, that's the joke. Yes, yeah. I get it. Thank
that's
you.
Funny.
That's because he's everywhere. You get it? Yeah, you get it? Yeah.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. Now he's going to be on the old cast.
Yeah. No, they're not going to stop.
No, it's going to be everywhere.
Keep going.
They have jumped the shark.
I mean, so if the Mannings aren't doing their all cast, McAfee's going to be doing his all cast after on Monday Night Countdown.
And I don't know if you heard this or not. He's coming out with a Christmas album.
Is he?
No. But you believed it.
Yeah.
Because we have to.
Right. I mean, why wouldn't you believe something like that at this
he's
point
everywhere.
In time?
913 says, I'm currently watching you on my home computer.
Oh, okay, cool.
There you go.
Yeah. Awesome.
Hi. Yeah. And Mendoza likes Joe Buck.
Thank you. Please do. Please do. And please tell Mr. Buck I say hello.
Oh, we love it. There you go. What about Mr. Aikman?
Oh, of course. I mean, he's a legend, you know. I think Mr. Buck needs some more love because, I mean, Mr. Aikman's already, you know.
Well said, Fernando. You nailed it.
Thank you. God bless.
Back to you guys.
See, there it is. Back to Mr. Buck. That's the stuff. I mean, he is unique.
I love
speechless.
Joe's got nothing.
He is unique.
I mean, Joe's ready to be like we were at that point, right? Like we are right now. Like, oh my God, what the hell is going on? And then they go back to him, and that's why I think Joe's one of the best out there because he's like, I got nothing.
Yeah,
and
he's unique. Speaking of unique,
he was unique last night. I'll tell you that interception for a touchdown and him running after guys and.
So Kirk Cousins definitely starting week one. This kind of got myself, Mac, and Drew into a fun discussion of the audio that you were about to hear from Mr. Joe Burrow.
I'm trying to put it out into the world. I'm trying to manifest it. I'm trying to show our guys the urgency that I have and that I want us to have as an organization to go and make it happen. You know, you can keep pushing it down the road, or you can talk about it now and say this is the year. And you know, I'm tired of saying next year, next year, next year. This is it. You know, your life is too short to keep pushing things down the road, and I'm trying to instill some urgency and some intensity in everybody to go and be great every day and try to go make it happen.
Do you feel like it's got to be now or never?
That's how I'm treating it, for sure. That's how I'm treating it.
Yep, it's got to be now or never for them, right?
Interesting. You can take that however you want. Is it like now or I'm out? Is it now or, you know, we need changes? Matt kind of alluded to it earlier. Like, you have told this team what you have wanted, and this team has given it to you. You have not stayed healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You have been to a Super Bowl. You have done what not many have done outside of Tom Brady, and that is beat Patrick Mahomes in Arrowhead. Since then, you've been living on that clout by many in the media. And I don't know if he means like, as in now I'm out, but it goes back to what I said about Josh Allen. Like, if it doesn't happen this year, you have to put the thought in your head of like, it may never happen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that it never happened for. Dan Marino, Carl Malone, guys like that played their entire career, Hall of Famers, great numbers, but that one thing they couldn't do was win a championship. And Joe Burrow, who we all think is a top five quarterback, there's no doubt about it. I think he's great. But like, to his point, at what point is it like, hey, like you may never do it with Cincinnati, but also at the same time, this is what you wanted. This is what you asked for. You said, load me up with some offense. We'll be okay getting rid of Trey Hendrickson. They went and got a few pieces, right? Like former safety Brian Cook is in their secondary
Dexter
now.
Lawrence.
See what they can do
Dexter
with all
Lawrence,
that. Yeah. And
gave up a 10th overall pick for him.
And maybe this is what he means by that, because look, Joe's going to be 30 soon. No lie there. And, you know, you're in the prime. And if it doesn't happen now, maybe there are questions of, if not now, then when, if ever.
It sounds like to me that he's pissed that the rest of the team doesn't share his intensity. I mean, that's I took that away from that. He mentioned that a couple of times, you know, this team not feeling that, like, to me, it seems like he's trying to say, hey, you don't have the intensity that I have. You don't have the drive that I have. It seems like he's trying to motivate through the media. And when guys start to motivate through the media, it's like, I feel like they've tried and tried and tried, and now they're on their last leg. But I also think he's sending a message to this organization that if we don't win this year, I'm out. I want to be traded. And I did his roster research yesterday just to find out where this team was and what prompted these comments. Really, the only big name that's a free agent after this season on that team is their running back. They've restocked the defense. They've signed up all those offensive weapons. He's under contract for a while. So when you look at, like, contracts, the window is not closing. But when you look at attitude of quarterback, it sure seems like he may want to be somewhere else because he doesn't feel the intensity from the organization that he feels like he's bringing to the table. And that could get dicey, guys. If this guy feels like he's bringing more intensity than the rest of the team, he better be bringing more intensity than the rest of the team, or they're going to turn on him too and go, why are you calling us out in the media, bro?
Yeah, well, you've played two full seasons. You've played one full season in the last 3 years. You've missed, you know, how many games has he missed? Nine. He's missed 16 games in the last three seasons.
I mean, like, the biggest reason this team's not winning is because that guy can't stay healthy.
He's not on the field. Yeah, and if you want to mention the offensive line, they've spent money there for guys that, you know, he seemingly wanted as well. He's trying to act as partial GM. I mean, the criticism will come heavier if he's going to be gaining responsibility in the organization, which he obviously has. You mentioned the defensive line. Dexter Lawrence, Jonathan Allen, Boye Mafe,
yeah.
They spent money. I think that pass rush might be able to actually get to the quarterback. He comes off as a prick to me sometimes when he talks like this. I really believe that because I'm just like, you don't think these other guys want to win? In my opinion, like, I get you what you're saying, Bob, about the intensity stuff. Like, I don't buy that those other guys in the team aren't wanting to win.
I'm not buying the intensity thing either. I'm just trying to wrap my head around what was this?
What are you doing?
Guys are both kind of in the field of, like, do as you say, but say as you do.
Yeah.
Like, hey, yeah, like, at times... Buddy, stay on the field.
Exactly.
From a wrist to a knee to an ankle to a leg to whatever it may be. Like, you're the leader. And you can't lead if you're not out there able to lead. Like, I don't know who's worse to blame in the Cincinnati's failure, Zach Taylor or Joe Burrow.
I mean, yeah, you blame Joe Burrow for the injuries. I mean, obviously,
what's Zach Taylor supposed to do with Joe Flacco?
No, nothing.
Andy Dalton.
Right.
And he scored points with Flacco. Yes. Like, that offense did not wane.
No,
they did
really
not waver.
It really didn't.
Jake Browning, they won games. They were 500 with Jake Browning, not Joe Burrow. You know, like I'm just like, dude. Put up or shut up. What have you done for me lately? 2022?
Yeah.
Last time you were in the playoffs.
But that's the thing, man. We keep going. Like, I'm so tired of going back to Joe Burrow. Oh, well, he beat Mahomes at Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. That's ancient history.
Get bent.
How many guys are on the Chiefs roster today that were even in that game? Travis.
Jones.
Mahomes.
Winchester.
Yeah, Winchester.
Butker.
Is that it? I think that's it.
Karlaftis. 2022.
Yes, Karlaftis.
Creed, no. Trey, no.
Yeah, Trey, definitely no.
That was 2023 draft?
Yeah, I think they were the year after.
But Creed may have been.
Creed may have been, actually. But okay, what we're getting at, we're picking at a scab here.
Yeah.
You beat Mahomes at Arrowhead when 95% of the roster was not part of this.
Bolton. Yeah, Creed was there.
Nick Bolton was there.
Yeah.
Right. Even still, okay, so it's a handful of guys.
It's eight guys max.
Right, and,
max.
We keep talking about Joe Burrow. Well, he beat Mahomes at Arrowhead. Ancient effing history, bro.
Yeah.
That's yesterday's news. Don't keep coming into me with, they closed out games in 2014. It's 2026.
Yeah.
Look, I don't care that you were there in 2022.
Don't give a rip.
It's 2026, and you haven't done anything since then. So there's that balance where you want to hold your teammates accountable as a leader. And my mother always used to tell me, and when I got banned from the Royals, it was the same thing. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that tone, maybe if Joe Burrow's tone was a little bit better, you know, like, hey, everybody's working their ass off. We just need to go out and win this year. And, you know, that's his personality, too. That's who he is. And that's hard to change. I mean, you listen to Fernando Mendoza and then you listen to Joe Burrow. They're 180s from each other.
Mendoza sounds like the little kid at the end of Forrest Gump. Hello, Mr. Gump.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Buck.
Burrow comes off as that 14-year-old who's just like, oh, yeah, I know everything.
And I wear long-sleeve shirts and short-sleeve shirts and long-sleeve shirts.
Shut up.
Get bent.
Do something.
Yeah, stop living on 2022.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Yeah, somebody says he's coming off as a pouty kid who isn't getting his way.
But he is, yeah. though. That's yeah. the like thing. Like, sometimes you wake up and you just realize, maybe, Joe, you're the problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look around the room and you're blaming everybody else, maybe you're the issue.
I put him top of, we talked about pressure and quarterbacks. Yeah. I mean, that's a guy's... Got to be up there.
He's got to be up there, especially now. You're doing all this talking this, like, my teammates don't have the intensity that I have. If I was...
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
One of his teammates, I'd punch him in the balls.
What the hell, dude? Especially, think I want this?
If I'm a defender, man, I'm punching that guy right square in the nuts.
And there's your new Bob Fesco drop. Most Super Bowl appearances plus a major issue for one here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Alohi Gilman, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.